It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this beautiful Saturday morning. Man, how about that really pretty Saturday or Friday night that was last night? The Blue Demons get a victory on the road. 48-14 winners over PCM last night, and this old broadcaster lost his voice at PCM, and Albie left everything it had at PCM last night, and they'll regroup and give it one more shot in the regular season as Clark lies ahead of them this coming Friday. But last night, what a tremendous effort out of the Blue Demons, and we've got the coaches here in the house, and we're going to talk about last night's Albie win, and and Albie gets a win 48-14. The Blue Demons got things go right out of the gate. A INT that went for a TD, a pick six to start things off on the very first play of scrimmage. And I don't think a coach could script up a better play to get that swag back. The Blue Demons going into the CMB, boy, I'll tell you what, you looked out there and you can see the confidence in their football team. And you know the qualities. Well, I get to peek into the program. I get to know these kids. I know the quality of people that this football team is made of. And you fully expected them to bounce back. But, man, there's no better indicator and no better way to get that swag back. And Albie got that on the first play of scrimmage. A pick six. Hunter Weldon stepped in front of the pass, picked it up, yelled E-Mob, I'm sure, and away they went down the sideline blocking for each other, and a touchdown, Albie, and Albie gets a win 48-14. Talk with the coaches about that. Bryce Leshen's in the house, and Bryce out there, it's just not fair. It becomes not fair watching Bryce Leshen run down the field. He is on a mission, and that mission is to get to the football, and he gets there in a hurry, and and he's accommodating with a big hit for all the fans and for his teammates to watch the pads pop, hear those pads popping. We're going to talk with Coach Staten about last night's win and about the playoffs, and we'll take a look at the Friday Night Lights big board and get all the scores from last night. Also want to talk a little bit about cross country this morning, so we'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Take a moment to look up your auto loan rate. Is it higher than 1.99% APR? If it is, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with CFirst and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by one of our convenient locations or go to c1stcu.com and apply online today to drive down your auto loan rate. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're going to take a look at the Friday Night Lights Big Board. Of course, you can get all your scoring updates by downloading the KIC Thunderbolt app. And let's take a look. Of course, last night on that football Friday night, Albia gets a win over PCM 48-14, your final score. It was Carlisle getting by Sheraton last night, 41-14. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, if I have it right, they made the playoffs. 42-7 win for the Rockets over Highland Riverside. It was Wayne, 75-14 over Harmony. Davis County, a winner last night over Centerville, 26-15 in district action. It was Linville Sully, a big winner last night over North Mahaska, 56-34. Sigourney Kyoto, the Savage Cobras, with a win over Columbus Junction, 56-35, the final there. And the Valley gets by Sentinel, 28-3. In other district action, the game that everyone had their eyes on last night, and that goes the way of CMB, 28-7, CMB the winner over North Polk last night. Pella, a big winner over Sadell, 79-6. It was Pella Christian, 35, West Marshall, nothing. Of course, we get to see the Eagles earlier this year, and a great football team there by Coach Kakmarinski. They get the win 35-0. Atumwa, winner over Burlington, 38-14. It was Clark getting beat by Central Decatur, 58-20. Clark, the next opponent on the Albia schedule. Knoxville, a big winner over Oskaloosa, 49-13. It was Montezuma getting by Iowa Valley, 56-13. Melcher Dallas, a winner last night. They defeat Moravia, 42-16, final score there. Pekin, a 42 winner over Waco, and Pekin remains undefeated. Joe Donovan's team looking real strong going into the playoffs. Twin Cedars, a big winner last night over Mormon Terrell, 42-3, the final score there. It was Williamsburg, 35, Central Lee, 17. Indianola, a winner over Mason City, 24-6. And Davenport Assumption in Fairfield, that's a pretty tight football game most of the way, 35-22, the final score there. Van Buren blanks in Winfield, 32-0. And it was Mediapolis and West Burlington in a shootout. 38-33 last night. Mediapolis gets the win. Mid Prairie, a big winner over West Liberty, 55-28. And it was Cardinal over New London, 27-8. And that is a look at your Friday Night Lights Big Board. A quick timeout. Come back. Coach Dayton's sitting next to me. We're going to talk about Albia's big win last night and after a bounce back over win over PCM. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
It's that time of year to think about fall cleaning, and Absolute Cleaning Systems can help you with all of it. Absolute can clean your carpets, tile floors, and upholstery, as well as power wash your home or business, and much, much more. Our schedule is filling up fast, and we want to have you on it. Get ready for the approaching holiday season now with Absolute Cleaning Systems. It will make one less thing for you to worry about later.
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all of your cleaning needs. Call Brent at Absolute Cleaning Systems today at 932-4500. That's 932-4500. The absolute best choice in cleaning.
My reality, I was tired. Tired of impersonal pharmacy service, long lines, and never seeing the same pharmacist behind the counter. I didn't know them, and they didn't know me. But I decided to try MediCap Pharmacy. They made transferring my prescriptions easy. The MediCap pharmacist even reviewed my medications and made suggestions that saved me money. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa MediCap Pharmacy store today.
MediCap Pharmacy. We always make time for you.
At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, all with no monthly service charges and no minimum balance requirements. We've done our homework. Come in and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the other so-called free checking accounts. Plus, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your debit cards and unused checks from your current financial institution. Make the switch to CFirst today. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. A big win last night, 48-14, your final score last night. Albie gets the win. And the game started this way last night.
Gilman looks over the field, sends his man in motion. Gilman rolls back, has time, throws it across the middle of the football field. Nearly, it is intercepted. Hunter Weldon going the other way. Hunter Weldon on the INT, going towards the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. An INT made into a TD, a River Life Family Worship Center turnover.
And that's how you get a football game started. First play from scrimmage. And, Coach, I tell you what, that was just what the doctor ordered, to get a really quick start for your football team. And to do that defensively, a great start to last night, and of course, then the Blue Demons go on to finish shot off 48-14.
Well, you look at the score, and people can get the idea that PCM wasn't a very good football team. They are a really good football team. That passer was the second leading passer in 2A football. They got a great coaching staff. They were, they're smart. They came out and onside kicked us in the start of the second half and made it work. And this was a game of changing momentums, and we'd have things going our way, and then on offense we would fumble or get a turnover in a bad place, and then the defense got to go out and try and shut them down, which they did. We're very fortunate that our defense was playing very good football. The guy had 300 yards passing, but he didn't get very many in the end zone, and that's because our defense was playing so tough. I think Ryan Sarver had 18 tackles, and that's the record is held by Coach Folkers, but that's close to the school record for number of tackles in a game. But we owe hats off to our defense for keeping us in that ball game, and they'd get us the ball back, then we'd go score again and kind of take it away for a while, but then they go back and take it back away from us. And momentum is a fickle lady. She'll wear whatever colors are playing the best and make the fewest mistakes. And during part of that game, that team was we're not wearing on blue and red and white.
The defense, Coach, you just mentioned how well they played. And I thought they were, you really had a good game plan going in. And the guys had really became disciplined to that game plan because particularly early on, the things they were running, you guys were right there as they were developing, and that's a sign that the guys had really studied what they're going to see that night.
Well, that quarterback is about the best I've seen in a long, long time at making just little adjustments in the pocket or stepping up in to get away from the rush, and we were putting heat on him. And if we just let him stand back there and look around, he'd find people to throw the ball to. But we were giving really good pressure on him, and a couple of those picks were because he was hurrying his throws up. But this is a ball game where a lot of points are put on the board, but a lot of them are put on by the defense. And we have got to find a way to eliminate those mistakes. The only thing standing between back-to-back undefeated seasons for Albia are Clark of Osceola, and a game where we had 100 yards in penalties and committed 9 of them in turnovers and just didn't play very well. And from here on out, you show up with your A game and you play as hard as you can or your season will end. And we're not happy to think about that thought. So, and you can't blame the officials. I didn't really care for some of the pass interference calls last night, but when you have multiple sets of officials calling you for penalties, you got to start thinking, it's not the officials doing it. It's us that's committing those things, illegal procedure, block in the back, pushing, those kinds of things. So we got to clean that up, and we can. but the players are going to have to work really hard in practice to get that done. You don't go to the state championship by having 100 yards in penalties and five or six turnovers.
Well, PCM last night, Coach, they were fast and athletic, and I felt like your defense did a great job of giving you guys short fields most of the night, and not only getting points but giving you short fields. And yet when you get that offensive line out there, Carter Isley, 217 yards rushing, and that's pretty – I mean, that's impressive numbers. But I just I watch up there, and I just I'm in awe at the way that your offensive line does a – it's a beautiful thing watching them pull, getting out there and getting guys and putting helmets on people and looking for the second and third block. This offensive line is just – it's a thing of beauty, Coach.
Well, I've been watching Carter to see if he puts his uniform on in a telephone booth because he acts like Superman. But it's not him. No back gains yards without somebody paving the way, and that's the offensive line. And Gertz and Yarkowski and Osing, Romanko, Bishop, Wambach, and Kay Szczynski did a great job of opening up holes. And they had some really good players. That number 36 for them, we had a hard time blocking him all night long. But, just give him a little hole and he'll make something big happen. And I like the way he keeps his feet moving. And another thing that's helping Carter is that Kieran Judge is running the ball hard now, and he's hard to bring down. And we always have the lightning back there with Baker on the counter play, and it makes a nice combination. And, key on those guys, and then you better watch out for Luke Sarver because he can pick up his feet and lay him down. So we got some good things going for us. We just need to get better. Either you get better or you get worse. I don't think you stay the same. And if you're ripe, you're starting to rot. If you're green, you grow. We got to grow this football team starting right now with the coaches and Monday morning with the players.
Well, Coach, offensively, it's your ability to run the football and the deception of your attack. It's not just that you can pass the football, but the directions in which you run the football, the different formations that you bring to the field. And Luke Sarver is a master back there at running your offense. And here's a play. We'll play this play. It was a total confusion in the press box, and it certainly had PCM off balance, and it goes for an Albia touchdown.
Here's a fake handoff. Running with it is the magician, Luke Sarver. And the magician faked the handoff, sold that so well. T, I thought you'd hire him to sell your cars.
I tell you what, man, I feel sorry for the defenses when he puts that ball on his hip because they have no clue where that ball's at.
Christian, I'll tell you what, buddy, that happened right in front of you. And, if he doesn't bring a funny hat to his next togetherness night and pull out a rabbit out of the hat. He is really magical with that football.
Yeah, Matt Baker had that ball and scored.
Matt Baker had the football. You know, when you're up in the broadcast booth and you've got the best vantage point of anybody in the field and you have no idea what's going on, which, I can expect me not, but even T was sold. And then to face that on at ground level, That is really difficult for a defense to pick up the way that you're we talk about Luke selling the fake handoff, but doggone, the back's gotta make the fake as well, and so it's tremendously deceptive the way that your running attack can look going at PCM or at your opponent.
Well, Luke does a nice job. He's getting better at hiding the ball, and there's a technique to that he's working on and getting better at. But you're right, the fakes by the other two backs sell it. When you have two hard running backs like we have, they attract attention, and those linebackers have got to honor those, which then helps open up the outside. But I think that we can improve on each and every phase of the game, and that's something that we need to do. We can't rest on our laurels, and I think we got speed, we got power, and we got good blockers, and that's a good combination for any offense to have. And but are fakes perfect? No. And perfection is hard to attain, but if you pursue excellence, then perfection might be possible, or you're closer to it.
Talking with head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Jerry Staton, after the win last night, 48-14. Coach, I also want to talk a little bit about your tight ends and your receivers, because they too are in that rushing attack and the passing attack. But I thought Gannon Osing is really a player, a young player that's really improved and has done a really good job of blocking out there. And your wide receivers and slot back, they'll bang downfield and go out and block. So, you know, really, you know, we talk about the offensive line, but this is just a really strong, cohesive offensive unit willing to go out and play for each other.
Well, it's kind of like a chess game. And if we are attacking a certain area, the defense either has to lay down and take it, or they got to bring some reinforcements in to shore up that area. And if you bring reinforcements in, you leave an area that can be attacked. And we like to get them to move over to stop our front side attack, and then that opens up the backside attack, which is where Kieran Judge comes in. And when they start fighting hard on that, we have the counterplay. So it's all a matter of how they're going to adjust, what's their game plan, and then execution. This game is about alignment, assignment, and execution. And those are areas that we have to improve on going forward from this day.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about Clark, your final regular season football game, and getting a big win here certainly makes everyone feel good, but you still got lots of work ahead of you, and Clark's staring us down 1 week from last night.
Well, about the best thing we could do for Clark is say, this going to be easy, and just kind of flow along in practice, and we'll see how that worked out for us against CMB. And I remember, I think one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, at least in my opinion, was Dan Gable. And he was undefeated all the way through college, and he got to the national championship his senior year, and they had him doing television things, and you know, he had to be distracted. And he met a guy named Owens, Larry Owens, who had dieted down to get in his weight class. Most of the people in Gable's weight class were either starving themselves down to get out of it or gorging themselves to get up above it. This kid cut weight to get down to Gable's weight class. And then he come out right away and took him down and ended up beating a really great wrestler. I will say that the next time they met, Gable owned him, but you have to be focused. And it doesn't matter who your opponent is on paper. Your opponent is you, and it's you against you. And our kids have got to realize that. We're playing against our own best self. 2 weeks ago, we did not do that. And last night, we played much better, but still, penalties, mistakes, fumbles, missed blocking assignments, and those are things we've got to clean up, because we are a pretty good football team, and so we have a high standard. You cannot accept poor play. There is a level that we should be at, and if you're not there, then there's a performance gap, and you're playing something lower than that. Most people won't understand that concept, but our coaches do, and our players better understand it, because each game, this coming game is not any less important than when we played last night. It's a district game, and you know, either going to be second in our district or going to be tied for third. And I prefer to go out and have our players play as good as they can play. Whenever we do that, good things are going to happen. And we're just going to focus on there's no way to look ahead, because nobody knows who's playing who. This year they've changed the playoff format. So the only game of the week is Clark. We're on the road down there, a pretty healthy trip. I like the way we traveled to PCM. The guys were pretty focused, and we played better. So there are certain things in football and in life that you just can't change. And their motto is taking care of business. We better take care of our business. When these guys get out and their dads and have to bring home food for the family, they got to take care of their business. You can't go to work and say, well, this is an off day, I'm just going to put part of myself into it. Boss isn't going to like that, or if they're the owner of the business, that's not going to go well. So these are life lessons, and they're also a lesson in football. And, you know, if you stick your hands out there and grab the guy's jersey or push him from behind, those referees get paid for doing that. I get paid for coaching the players, not officiating. And I don't want to – no excuses. We're not going to say the referees didn't like us or they're – you know. I didn't like some of their calls they made, on especially pass interference, but they are the ones that make the call. We have to live with it and overcome it if necessary. But those are things that are going to happen to you in life. Somebody's going to do something and you can't control it. How do you react to it? And I'm anxious to see how we react to practice on Monday. We come in all full of ourselves and think we just have to go down there, and that's not going to be a good sign. Perfection is what we're working for through excellence.
Well, Coach, I know you're going to be fully focused on Clark, but as a broadcaster, I get to look into a crystal ball and see everything. And the fans want to know, and people are asking, what? Talk a little bit, if you could, what's the changes in the playoffs? It's a new system, I think there's a little bit of maybe a – not necessarily a clear picture as to how that unfolds this year, and how, who will be playing and how that all works.
Well, in the past, you knew exactly who your opponent was going to be because they had the number one team in one district play the number four team in a sister district. And that's out. There are no sister districts. This year, they're doing it by mileage. And they're going to try to have a number one team play a number four team wherever possible. But as those teams are dropped out and cut in half on the first night, then it could be one against one or one against two. You don't know. What's the mileage? They don't like schools traveling a long way with school the next day. So,
are they taking? Are they doing any consideration of avoiding district foes in the opening first or second round?
Well, they'll try to do it first round. Second round, all bets are off. And I wouldn't mind playing anybody on this another time, but we don't control that. All we control is who they say. At 2 o'clock on Saturday morning, they will tell us who we play, and then it'll be a mad scramble to get ready. And we'll play Wednesday, Monday, Friday, and then we're in the Dome. I don't know who we're going to play. I do know that it's a meat grinder, and the coaches work their fannies off and getting the information out to the players. And it's really exciting, and we got to do it last year. We'd like to do it again this year. But, if you want to play a lower-ranked team, then you better win all your games. We might have a home game. We might not. It depends on what the records are. If we're playing another number two, they have kind of go in alphabetic order one year and reverse the other, and I haven't looked ahead to see which year it is. I haven't really thought much about the playoffs. I just one game at a time, and the ones add up.
Coach Jerry Staton, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons Hall of Fame coach. Albia with the big win 48-14 last night, and we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back. We'll talk to some of the coaches, Coach Huber, Coach Hill. And the OC is in the house, Coach Farrington. And we're going to talk with the guys about their particular spots. And Bryce Leshen is in the house. And we made him sit in a chair. We're scared to death. He gets up and runs towards us. So we are all going to just collapse and look like a rubber ball hitting the floor. Done. All right, we'll take a quick time out. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Bruce Braley knows how important Medicare is to Iowa. After decades of hard work, our retirees need to know they can rely on the Medicare health benefits they've earned. And Braley wants Iowans who are still working to know that the promise of Medicare will still be strong when they retire. That's why Bruce Braley is fighting to protect Medicare against harmful cuts. And when the future of Medicare faced physician shortages, it was Braley who championed the teaching hospitals that produce Iowa's top-class doctors. Braley's also fought for the rural and community hospitals we count on for reliable care in every corner of the state. When it comes to a secure retirement, Bruce Braley is standing up for Medicare and a healthier Iowa. Paid for by American Hospital Association Political Action Committee, 810th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. American Hospital Association PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hazardous, poisonous, toxic, flammable, dangerous. Keep out of the reach of children. If that sounds like stuff stored in your kitchen or garage, you need to visit Monroe County's free household chemical collection event set for 9 a.m. to noon Saturday, October the 18th at 1801 South B Street in Albia. The collection event is free and a simple way to get rid of hazardous chemicals you no longer need, like aerosol cleaners, antifreeze, fertilizers, household pesticides, and much more. That's 9 to noon, October the 18th at 1801 South B Street in Albia. Any questions, call 1-888-603-2739.
Two for me, one for you. Even as kids, we knew it wasn't fair.
Hey!
But Mark Shelgren, he just never learned. When it comes to tax breaks, Senator Shelgren takes two for every one we get. Shelgren takes an illegal homestead tax deduction on his second home, and while he profits, Shelgren wants to raise taxes on farmers and working Iowans. Shelgren even opposed tax breaks for companies that relocate to Iowa, even though his company got $250,000 in assistance from the taxpayers. Mark Shelgren thinks tax breaks are just for him. We deserve a senator who will stand up for us. Steve Siegel, a community leader. As county supervisor, Siegel started a program that provides food for low-income seniors. In the Senate, Siegel will fight to stop outsourcing of local jobs, and he'll give Iowa companies first crack at state contracts, so we create jobs here, not China. Steve Siegel for State Senate.
Authorized by Siegel for Senate, paid for by the Iowa Democratic Party.
Take a moment to look up your auto loan rate. Is it higher than 1.99% APR? If it is, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with CFirst and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by one of our convenient locations or go to c1stcu.com and apply online today to drive down your auto loan rate. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Here's a counter play. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker to the five. Touchdown, Albia. Matt Baker on the counter play takes it in for another Blue Demon touchdown. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker.
You know, and that student body counter is such a deceptive play. You know, you got that dual handoff in the backfield, and you know that wing brings that ball back across the field, and just a beautiful play. And we've scored more than once on that play this year.
Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, the diversity that is this Albia offense, and we've got the O coordinator up here with us, Coach Farrington. Coach, great win last night for the Blue Demons, and again, you know, I just love the way that our offense, so many different ways that you guys can produce, and having a guy back there like Luke Sarver kind of command the football team, it's just a thing of beauty.
Well, it's nice to have senior leadership at the quarterback position, and Luke's done a great job. He's always worked very hard. He is a scholar of the offense. He knows what. Not only what he's supposed to be doing, but what about each other kid, including the linemen, are supposed to be doing. So, you know, if somebody's lined up in the wrong spot, he'll take a little moment there and get him in the right spot. And, you know, that's just part of alignment and assignment. But, you know, he has extra burden of being, you know, needing to be aware of all those things, and he's doing a great job of doing that.
Well, we saw it last, we've seen it forever with the Brett Leshen at quarterback, a quarterback that's willing to get downfield and block as well. I mean, Brett was looking for somebody to hit, and I saw that. I saw a lot this season with Luke, and last night there was a couple of plays he was racing downfield to get his opportunity to block for his teammates.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Hill's allowed him to go down the field on kickoff yet, but I know Luke asks every time. But Luke, you know, he's run the ball a couple times last night, and he's just lowering his shoulder and looking like a fullback out there. And then, you know, blocking, absolutely, he's doing that, and he's in position for the pitch on the counter. And, you know, he's just he's where he's supposed to be and when he's supposed to be there. So it's one of the things we can count on.
Coach, lots of different formation you guys can throw out there. It's really impressive the different types of formations and the different looks you can give a defense. And then, of course, you have the guys that can, you know, play those different formations.
Well, it takes a lot of reps and practice to get that done. You know, Coach Staten has a wide variety. You know, I've often kidded there's a secret playbook. He has the whole playbook. Duffy has most of it. And the rest of us poor peasants, we have a few plays. But, you know, he's always pulling something out. And I just kind of scratch my head in practice. We call some of these things, and I have to think through it. And then I'm like, yeah, that's something that we do, but it's a variation of what we do. And I think the Eddyville coach, he's in Knoxville now, but Coach Keller said at one time, he says, it's not so hard to figure out what they're doing, but it's really hard to stop us. And part of that hard to stop us because you're never sure exactly who has the ball because on the play before it looks like the fullback has it, but now the tailback or the slot back or the quarterback might have it, or we might be throwing a pass. So a lot of deception, but a lot of reps in practice, a lot of attention to detail.
You know, you can look down and you see, oh, there's a different formation, and oh, they're running to the right, and it looks like they go over tackle. What I know is that it's about angles and timing, and all of that has to come together in assignment football that Coach talked about. You know, that's the winning and execution. That's just not something that just happens. You really have to really hammer that in, and the guys got to be smart enough. They're obviously physically gifted enough, but smart enough and have that kind of desire to make that kind of execution because it really requires that to run like it does.
And a lot of those changes that we make or adjustments we make might not be seen so much by the fans, but, you know, you move an extra lineman over or you move the tight end over, and then a good play becomes a great play. And it's just one thing, you know, it's just another thing the defense has to plan for, has to execute their defensive plan against us. And we catch them a lot of times where they haven't moved over. And then, you know, a couple plays later, then we do something off of that. And so, you know, that's, again, it's just a lot of repetition and practice, a lot of effort on our kids' part, and they do a great job of picking it up because we run a lot of plays, and they do a good job of knowing what they do on each one of them.
Coach, we're going to obviously celebrate the 48-14 win. It was a varsity football game last night, but, boy, I was really proud of the way that your freshmen, you know, a small class. I believe there's a few more boys we're going to recruit and get out for football because mm-hmm. they need to be out having the fun that their buddies are having. A great job out of you and the coaches developing that freshman class, and the combo of the freshmen and sophomores last night. Real nice win for those guys, and they put together a great season as well.
Yeah, it seems to be this year most of the schools we play don't have enough kids for a full freshman team, and we barely have. We got like 13 kids, I think. They're healthy right now. We got a couple that are injured. But yeah, those guys have come together, and you know, you got a good look last night at what, you know, the Albion football team is going to look like in a couple of years. And you know, we were able to run the ball, we threw the ball a little bit, and we played some outstanding defense. And our special teams was big in the fresh sophomore. We call them froshmores now. But you know, it's fun to watch them because we had, I think, probably five different guys score touchdowns. Some of them pretty long ones. And it was just, you know, the longer we played, we truly did get better in that game. That's not just a saying we use. It's really something we believe in. And those kids buy in, too. So, you know, it's fun to have them have some enthusiasm. In fact, I think the best moment I had there, we were scoring probably about our fourth or fifth touchdown. I said, I spent my whole high school career trying to score varsity touchdowns. So he goes, what do you mean? You couldn't score a touchdown? I go, dude, I played at schools. We didn't score five touchdowns all year. Yeah. And so it was hard to score. So it's fun for me as a offensive guy to watch our team score touchdowns because I spent most of my high school career wishing we could score a touchdown. But, you know, the kids thought that was funny, but I didn't think it was that funny at the time. But it is funny now. So, you know, but they have – we're trying to have some fun on the field. It's not a super serious, you know, life or death situation playing football, but it's something we do take seriously because, you know, it's something we put a lot of time and effort into. And these kids, you know, we do a lot of successful things on the field, but a lot of that has been as a result of all the hard work they put in and all the months that you don't play football games, because if we don't show up as strong as we are and as fast as we are, if we don't play the other sports that we do, you know, we got all those guys that play that wrestle and they're such good tacklers, and the guys on track, they're so fast. And, you know, the guys who play all the other sports, it just fits in. Those are the things that make us a great football team. You know, we'd be a good football team just with our talent alone, but with all that hard work, we're a great football team.
Well, a great celebration last night, and that's what football games are. They're a celebration of the hard work that's been put in, and if you put that hard work in, you're going to have something to celebrate about, and your freshman guys. I'm really the future is very bright, Coach, and congratulations on a great job of the freshman. And a great offensive performance last night.
Well, thank you very much.
Coach Farrington, let's move over here and talk to Coach Justin Huber. He's the running back coach. Coach, I don't know. You got the Thunder. You have Thunder Part 2, and you have Lightning. Because you got a lot of guys that you get to – a lot of guys that you get to coach at running back. And, you know, we get to talk about Kieran Judge and Carter Isley and Matt Baker. But, you know, we can go even deeper than that. You have a lot of talent back there at running back that can carry the rock for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, we do, Jason. And it's really nice to have that. I mean – our three starters, Carter, KJ, and Baker, do such a great job. But, you know, if I need to pull them out and talk to them, I got guys I can go to. I got Bryce sitting over here. I can use him. I have Bulldog. I have Freshwater. I have options. And that's what's so great about our team, that we have those options that we can use those guys in those situations. And then we have that offensive line that just does such a great job.
Well, I heard Coach give Coach Dykstra Duffy a hard time, but man, you guys better hang on to him, because he has that system down. You know, he absolutely has the system down, and those guys get that put into him, and it really becomes a thing of beauty watching them develop, and the little dance they do as a line, because it is steps and It's just fun to watch them work.
Yeah, it is, Jason. And Coach Dykstra does such a great job with that offensive line. And he makes sure that during the game and during practices that they get the job done, and they get down to little details that they can do to make our offense so effective.
Your guys at running back, they like to go out and they'll make contact. They have no shine around it. You got guys that, they're willing to go out and make the contact. They're not waiting for it to come. They're going and making it.
Yes, they are. And I really enjoy seeing that when Carter just puts his hand down, stiff arms a guy, or KJ lowers his shoulder and Baker cockroaches someone. It's just a thing of beauty to see that happen every week. So.
Well, it was fun last night on one of the rushing plays with Carter Isley. He has his hand on Matt Baker's back, and I think he's lifting him up with one hand and using Baker like a blocking dummy, you know, they're pushing the guys downfield.
Yeah, and that's what's great. Baker, one time, he got smacked by Carter in the back. He says, I think I'm block a little bit harder for Carter next time. So, yeah, they all work really well together. I mean, and they keep each other up the whole game. So it's just great seeing them.
I think nearly 1,500 yards on the season. He's leading the class 2A as a rusher. There's just not enough superlatives you can throw his way.
Yeah, I think he's got 1,312 yards right now, I figured out last night. And it all comes back to our offensive line is what's helping him get done, and so many options with the backs that we can do to counter everything to make that happen. And he's done such a great job, and all my other backs, I'm just really proud of him.
Well, good job out of you, Coach Huber. Coach was one of my favorite backs to broadcast. Justin, and you'll admit this, you weren't necessarily the fastest guy out there. But my goodness, you would make the most out of every ounce of every carry you got.
Yeah, and I think that's gone over into this year too. With the backs we have, I think that's the same philosophy they have that I had. So,
well, congratulations and great job out of you, Coach. And let's go over there to the guy sitting next to you. You're sitting between a couple of baldies. You know, you're the only and with the messed up haircut like you got going on today, Coach. You still got the best looking haircut amongst the trio of coaches. Coach Hill, hey buddy, I'll tell you what, your defensive backfield last night came to play, and they were well prepared, because it looked particularly early on, you guys were making that INT to lead things off. Obviously, Hunter had to know where he needed to be. He's got the gifts. But it was the mental play there. He stepped in front of the pass because he's in the right spot. But they were well prepared last night.
Yeah, I think with what happened to us the week before and the way they threw the ball down the field, they had to step up their game a little bit, and they took that personal. Last night got a quick start, and that's what we want to do on the defensive side. You know, we want our kickoff team out there. We want to hold them down inside the 25, and then three and out, punt. then our offense has a short field. Well, last night it worked out a little differently. We had a really nice tackle on the opening kickoff on number three, and then got that pick for our six, and that set the tone right out of the chute, and that's exactly what we needed.
Well, here's one of those pick sixes that Albia put up on the defensive side last night.
All right, third down now and four. Gilman rolls back. Here comes some pressure. Albia puts the heat on, throws it underneath, and it's intercepted. Ryan Sarver the other way. Touchdown, Albia. Ryan Sarver in for the Blue Demon touchdown and INT, and it's another INT turned into a TD, the second pick six tonight for the Blue Demons, and that turnover brought to you by River Life Family.
I think you guys got a little sideline bet, you and Coach Farrington, who's going to score more points. And hey, doggone it, Coach, you nearly got him last night.
Well, you know, we try to do what we need to do on our side of the ball to give our offense the best ability to score. If it's a short field, if by chance and by golly we pick one and run it back, or special team score, we try to hold our own. I don't want to compete with our offense. It is very, very good, and when both sides of the ball are playing the way that we can play and the way that we know how to play, good things are going to happen for Albia football.
Well, we talk about their ability to cover, and you guys have really been tested all year long. Geesh, I mean, week one all the way through, and you know, when the offense does get a lead, then you know you're going to start seeing them throw the football. But the defensive backs have been challenged all year long. But you know, the coverage is fantastic, but they also have to come up and be able to make tackles, and they're really sure-handed tacklers and physical defensive backs.
Well, they take pride in that, and they love laying the wood to somebody. I didn't think we tackled as well last night as what we've tackled in the past. So we're going to get the blocking dummies and things out this week, and tackling dummies and sleds, and get to working on that a little bit more to be able to tackle in open field better than what I thought we did last night. But overall, we played really, really well. You know, that quarterback, as Coach mentioned earlier, was number two in 2A. And, boy, he threw a nice ball. He had some really nice receivers. We were putting pressure on him, too. You know, he would move just a little bit, or he would take a step back, and he would change the angle of the stunt. Or we might be a little bit too deep or whatever the case, and he would step up. So, you know, you give somebody like that some time, and he's going to hit you once in a while.
Well, he did a great job of, like you said, he would just be a slight step. And he had the confidence, you know, in his own abilities and in his teammates to do that. Because sometimes, you know, a quarterback with that pressure coming, they start to fold, and it's a panic. But he did not. He kind of stepped up, and he checked down to that second and third receiver. So your defensive backs had to stay on their guys no matter what.
Yeah, he did not take his eyes off downfield. You know, a lot of times you get some pressure, you're looking at where it's coming from, and he kept his eyes downfield, and they utilized number 46 quite a bit last night, more so than what they'd done in the past. You know, so he was checking down two, three receivers, and they did a really nice job. And we knew at halftime we had a little bit of a lead, but we knew they were going to come back at us with the offense that they had. And like I say, they got that onside kick and went down and scored, and they had the momentum. And thank goodness our offense, they hit a nice pass, I believe it was to Baker, down the middle of the field. And it was a long pass, and that took that momentum right back away from them. And that's exactly what we needed as a defensive side to get the momentum back to us. So, you know, like I say, it's a combination of both offense, defense, special teams. But they were ready to play last night, and it was nice to see them respond from the week before, get that taste out of their mouth. And now we'll see how we respond this week to our last regular season game.
Well, Coach, you also work with the special teams, and, you know, we're up in the broadcast booth, and really great people over there at PCM. They were really hospitable last night, and really enjoyed hanging out with them in the press box. But they started asking me, well, why are you so excited about kickoffs? And I said, well, obviously getting a touchdown is a really good thing, but just watch here in a few seconds. And, oh, my goodness. This is not to poke at anything at our opponents, because we've got really good opponents that we've played. But, man, I've never seen kickoff return guys not want to return the football.
Well, we take good pride in that. And there's guys Bryce sitting right next to me had a little bit of knee issue this week, so I pulled him off a kickoff for a while just to, you know, to make sure that he's on the defensive side of the ball, and he takes that personal. He wasn't very happy about that. So there's guys chomping at the bit to get in there. They want to run down the field.
Yeah, they're first and second grade, third and fourth, and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth graders. They all want to be Bryce Leshen, you know, or they want to, and it's not just Bryce. I mean, you've got 11 guys out there, and I think it is a contagious thing. It's no doubt, because it's become a contagious thing. Everybody wants it's more contagious than Ebola.
So it is. It's a good thing. You know, we utilize our speed as the best we can, and those guys aren't just fast. They'll lay some wood into you and pancake you in a hurry if you're not watching out. The interesting thing, the yard crew, they would always, one of the guys would always stand where he thought they were going to return the ball to, and after the second one, he decided he better back up because it was never out to the 30 or 31.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bosser got the boot in a few times. That thing was sailing through the end zone. It got up there in the wind, and away it went.
Yeah, and he, you know, he knows his job. He's got to kick it deep and let us cover it up. And I know he was disappointed in a couple that went out of bounds, so we changed his angle a little bit because the wind was blowing that way. And so I told him to kick it down the middle, and hopefully the wind would blow it to the side we wanted to go. But it's a good thing to see.
Well, you got a guy sitting next to you. He's a little antsy, Coach. He's had to sit here for about 50 minutes to wait his turn, and you know, I'm getting a little nervous. If he starts running towards me, I'm just falling to the ground. And that is Bryce Leshen, and Bryce, thanks for coming in, buddy. I'll tell you what, you had to get up early this morning and get in here after the tough contest last night. First of all, how you feeling, bud?
Oh, pretty sore, but I'll make it through the day.
You know, what goes through your mind when you're running down the field on kickoffs? You know, in the broadcast, but we're just saying, you know, you there's something that's going through that process because you're on a mission.
I just like to set the tempo first off and try to get a big hit, but if nobody's in my way, then just go for the ball and make a play.
The defense last night really rose to the occasion. You guys, you guys have been tested all year long through the air. You've really had to focus on your assignments and cover a lot of guys.
Yeah, we had a tough week last week with the passing game, and we knew coming into this game they're probably going to pass on us from last week. So we kind of worked on that a little bit, and you know, we got the job done though. We knew what they were going to do, and we stopped them.
Seemed like the football team was had done a really good job of flushing the week before and getting their swag back.
Yeah, we knew we couldn't let that stick with us, or else we were going to have a tough game. So we had to flush it and get ready for the next one.
You know, Bryce, this football team seems like it really feeds off of each other. You guys really, in a really good way, that you guys you all want to one up each other. If one guy's making a big play, everybody wants to be a part of that.
Yeah, one guy makes a big hit, somebody else wants to get a big hit. If somebody intercepts something, you know, another guy's looking for one, and it kind of helps us improve and keep playing, and everybody just plays a great game, and it helps out a lot.
How much is a factor, you know, people and coaches talking about wrestling and its impact on football, but, you know, as a wrestler and a guy that passions wrestling, tell us as an individual, how do you feel that really impacts your ability to play football?
It helps out a lot, actually. Just every day, you know, taking people down and then playing on defense, the guy's running at you, it's just like a takedown, you know. He's coming at you, I'm going to hit him at the legs and drive through him and put him down hard.
Now, your little brother, Bo Leshen, you know, I got to give props. I'd set this up all week. I'd hope to get the chance. You know, I don't know if you got to see the huddle play of his touchdown run, but he must be watching a lot of So You Think You Can Dance, because he is making moves out there that made Michael Jackson blush.
Yeah, I watched it. He had a couple of nice moves. Should have lowered his shoulder a couple times, though, but I guess I'll take it.
Well, Bryce, hey, congratulations. What we got you? How's Brett doing?
He's doing all right. I think he's like in college a lot, but you know, every time I come home, he comes home, I got things to improve on. So
I fully expected that, and I imagine you guys, coach is probably a band wrestling in the Leshen house anyway during a football season, because you guys going at each other, somebody's going to get hurt.
Oh yeah, every time he comes down, you know. We start getting into it, have a wrestling match in the living room. Mom kind of gets upset. Sometimes Dad even jumps in there too, but
Well, Dad doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance. My mom, I would be worried about. Dad, not a chance. Bryce, hey, thank you so much. What a great joy it is to stand up there and watch you play football. And I really love the attitude, and it is contagious. And you know, you've had an impact on your team and all the little kids out there. And I know that's been important for us to see. Now everybody knows the impact and the importance of special teams and how you can shine no matter where you're at.
Yeah, thank you.
Bryce Leshen, I'll tell you what, folks, he is fun to watch. So is this entire Blue Demon football team. They're aggressive, assertive, and, they got their swag back last night. Congratulations to the Blue Demon coaches and the players. And Coach talks a lot about coaches who believe in coaches and players who believe in coaches and players who believe in players. And I'll tell you what, getting around these guys, they really bought in. And I know the pain that they felt. I don't know, but I got to see a little bit about the pain that they felt. But when they came off that field against CMB, the things I heard from the guys is, we're not done yet. And they proved that character last Friday night, 48-14 winner over a very good PCM football team, folks. Albia has made some football teams that are really, really good. Look what Mount Air did last night. Look what Pella Christian did last night. Fairfield played a really good football game with Davenport Assumption. Albia's made some teams look not their best, and that's because they have bought in and they're all in. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Behind all the flashy TV ads, behind the scenes, Joni Ernst signed a pledge to protect the special interests. A pledge to protect special tax breaks for big oil, to protect special tax breaks for corporations shipping jobs overseas. When I lost my job due to outsourcing, I sure wish Joni Ernst would have signed a pledge to protect me.
That's Angie Smith. She's proud to have worked her whole life making high-end products in Newton, Iowa. Then one day, with no notice, the factory closed due to outsourcing. An outsourcing corporation with special tax breaks. Special tax breaks that Joni Ernst pledged to protect. Joni Ernst is just not for us. Paid for by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. DSCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Some heat. Lawless, a little screen pass. Intercepted. Going the other way. Is Hunter Weld. Can he turn this into another pick six? Down the sideline. 40. Has to get a block from the Gilman. The quarterback makes the tackle at the 47-yard line. A touchdown saving tackle by the quarterback. Or Hunter Weldon would have taken another one to the house. That is a River Life Family Worship Center turnover.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Great night out of the Blue Demons. Hunter Weldon with two INTs last night, including a pick six, and he nearly took that play back to the house for another one. The quarterback got his shoelace right at the 40-yard line, and what a tremendous night for the Blue Demons. Got to give a huge shout-out, Colton Dorpinghouse, a cross-country runner for the Blue Demons, and we're going to get him in here and talk with him next week along with Coach Ratliff and the girls and the boys cross-country teams. But congratulations to all the boys and girls. But last on Thursday night, Colton Dorpinghouse at the conference meet did something that no one's ever done, and that is win their fourth straight conference title. That is some amazing stuff, folks, and congratulations, Colton. I know how hard he works, and I know how his teammates and the coaches have really worked to help him be his best, and he was his best, and a fourth straight. That is the first time not only in school history but in conference history that someone has won four straight conference titles. It will never be beaten. That will be a record that will never be beaten. Someone might tie it, but that will be a great accomplishment that's already been done by our very own Colton Dorpinghouse. Congratulations, Colton. Congratulations to the boys and girls cross-country team and to the volleyball team. We're going to talk with Coach Ratliff and his crew next Saturday morning. For now, though, I want to thank Scotty Fry, who looks like a piano player up here running the board, and a great job out of him, the producer of the Coach's Corner. And I want to thank Community First Credit Union for making this possible. Have a beautiful Saturday morning, Hawk Cyclones. And you can catch the Cyclones right here with your pregame show. Stay right here. You're listening to KISC.
Over.